The song's called Aurora, and I wrote it obviously in July, just in the hours after the shooting. You know, when that happened, I just felt like I got punched in the gut. I mean, I didn't even know anybody personally, but it affected all of us. I mean, that's our community, and it just hurt. And I didn't know how to get that feeling out of my body, so I did what I think any musician would do. I just played my instrument, played the piano, and this is the song that sort of came from it. And that helped me to just release all those feelings and feel better about, you know, myself.
You know, incidents that you can remember what you were doing, exactly where you were at, this being one. I know at this time I was sleeping. I heard about it as I woke up that next morning about the unfortunate shooting that took place at that theater.
Oh, yeah, it's one of those moments that to kind of define history. I mean, everybody remembers what they were doing when they heard something like this. And there just are no words. And, you know, and sometimes when there are no words, that's really when music speaks. And so, like I said, I wrote the song in just the hours and the days following that, just for my own personal healing. And then 2 months later, I found myself in Vermont recording my new CD with Will Ackerman, mm-hmm. back at his Imaginary Road Studios.
Right.
And I hadn't even really finalized the song yet, and I played it, and Will really liked it, so we decided to go ahead and put it on the CD. And then Will and Tom Eaton produced it, and they added the flugelhorn and the vocals to it. That just takes my breath away still when I hear it, you know, and I've heard it like a million times. So
the CD is called Closer.
Closer,
okay.
Yes.
And it's got 9 tracks on here.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, your project is also going to help benefit an organization called COVA. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, COVA is the Colorado Organization for Victims Assistance, and they're really the lead organization right now for providing funds for the victims and their families, mm-hmm. Of this tragedy. And, you know, I'm speaking to them about it, and with the trial coming up soon, it's opening a lot of wounds,
yes.
Reopening a lot of wounds. And so they have a lot of financial needs right now to help support these people. And unfortunately, while the tragedy remains fresh in everybody's mind and we think about it, especially with the anniversary coming up, the financial need, I think, has kind of fallen off the radar a little bit. So I'm hoping to kind of raise awareness that there's still a financial need. And people can donate to COVA, and 100% of my proceeds from the song will go to COVA, earmarked for the Aurora victims.
Your website is what? Give our listeners the click and connect directions so they can find out more information about this.
Absolutely. It's www.lewismusic, that's L-O-U-I-S, music.com. And there are direct links there either to support the song or to donate directly to COVA.
Closer, once again, a brand new project from Colorado native Lewis Koliana.